Torah in the sixth parsha, we read parshas Bamidbar. The practice is to always read Bamidbar the Shabbos immediately preceding the Yontif of Shavuos, the Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah. Parshas Bamidbar introduces to us Machane Yisrael, the setup of the camps, the Degalim, all the different Shvatim, and I think I saw it many years ago from a Shemer of Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the question that this is something that was relevant immediately in Parsha Shmos as we exited in the exile of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This was something relevant, how we stood, how we camped, how we marched, how we moved. And yet, there's a delay in the Torah in terms of this process. And the shipment and the moving of Klal Yisrael, and it awaits all the way to Parshas Bamidbar. And Rabbi Yaakov says so beautifully that the camp of Am Yisrael was not just a structure, was not just where to stand, how to move, but rather it was focused around an epicenter. It was a Klal Yisrael that marched and moved and went from place to place, but they did so in the following routine. The Mishkan was in the middle, was in the center, and everyone surrounded that Mishkan. The Leviim, the Kohanim, took care of the Mishkan, as we learn about in this week's parasha. And then there were different Shvatim. There were some in front, some on the right, some on the left, some in the back, that had their positions around that Mishkan and that Torah and the Aron that was in the focus, in the focal point of Klal Yisrael's movement. So Rav Yaakov says so beautifully, until we go through and understand and delve into what it means to have a Torah, how a Torah impacts us, how a Torah transforms us, what a life of Torah represents. Only then could we now jump into a stance and a position. Because it's not just about your physical location, but it's about how that relates to the yesod, to the foundation, to that core in the middle of what Matan Torah represented. But it always struck me that we learn about the Mishkan, there's so many psukim in Bamidbar, and we're going to learn throughout this Sefer of Bamidbar, about the encampment and the carrying of the Aron, which is so fitting according to Rav Yaakov's idea. Yet in honesty, it really was all temporary. There was something really lacking when it came to the Mishkan, as compared to the Mikdash that was going to be the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Bayis HaMikdash that will be Le'olam Void. So why don't we put our focus on the Mikdash, and rather we spend so much time on the Mishkan? I think this is a question that really pertains to us this year. I'd like to share with you an idea that I saw in the Maharal Diskin, speaking about a totally different topic. But he points out a very important distinction between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The Mikdash, if you walk on Har HaBayis now, the Rishonim tell us, the Rambam tells us, has Kedusha Ara Yom Hazeh, whether or not the edifice is there, there is Kedusha that is endowed into the karka, into the foundation, into the ground that will never be removed. There's something about that place, Mokom Asher Yivchar, there's a chosen area. Says the Maharal Diskin, that was not the case when it came to Mishkan. If they would stop for a certain area for a few weeks in the Midbar, so that there was a Kedusha of Mishkan in that area, but it never seeped into the ground. It never transformed the karka. It never affected the location. And that was the difference. That Rambam, about even after it's removed, and even after the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, there's still Kedusha that's retained in the land. That did not exist when there was a concept of just Mishkan, when there was a Sedra and a Parsha of Bamidbar, and we were on the move with the Levium, you know, building again and demolishing and on the move. There was no effect to the location, to the place. So again, that begs the question that the effects of Mishkan weren't as potent, weren't as transformational. It was just a temporary Kedusha. So why do we focus so much in the Torah about Mishkan when that was really just the practice run? That wasn't the real makor, that wasn't the real essence, that wasn't something that actually now seeped into the ground that was transformational. We should put all of our focus and have parshios more about Mikdash than about Mishkan. And I was thinking about this question a lot. And I remembered a story. This story is a story between two big Rebbes, two brothers, the Rebbe Reb Zusha and the Rebbe the Noam Elimelech. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha and the Noam Elimelech used to sometimes go out of their daily activities, their lifestyle, their lives, their communities, and they used to go in their spiritual practices to experience something called galus. For their own tikkun hanefesh, they used to go into the woods, to different towns far away. But one time they got caught by a bunch of bandits. And they were robbed and sent into a pit with some other, you know, people that were captured in an environment that was not befitting for them. And they had nothing there in that pit. Just a bunch of guys that were there from beforehand. The Rebbe Reb Zusha, the Noam Elimelech. And they're sitting there. And they stayed over the night. And in the center of that pit where they were, there was an area where everyone would relieve themselves. That's all there was a pit. There was nothing else in the middle. And it got up sunrise, and the Noam Elimelech begins to cry. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha asks him, "My dear brother, why are you crying?" And he says, "Because I so deeply want to express myself to the Rabbona Shalom right now. To daven, to communicate to the Rabbona Shalom right now in my daily fashion. And I'm not able to. Because there is this bucket that people have used to relieve themselves. That now I am prohibited from davening and speaking Dvarim Shebekdusha around it." And the Rebbe Reb Zusha said, "My brother, stop crying." He said, "Let's get up and dance." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because the same God that told you to daven every day and wants that you communicate with Him with those words of tefillah is the same God that's telling you, I want you right now to abstain and to make sure that davening stays something that's sacred and make sure that you follow my laws and not to daven and not to do certain things when it's going to be in a profane manner, when it's going to be a bizayon and a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one God. And we could serve like that on a daily basis, and we could serve like this under different circumstances. So we right now are fulfilling Va'avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. that you're serving God. It might look a little different. It might smell a little different. It might seem a little different. But it's still that same connection. And the Rebbe Elimelech was so happy to hear that perspective and that outlook. The Torah tells us when it comes to the Mishkan, it's a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Rabbi Yossi held that the Mishkan we know was a source for all of the Melachos of Shabbos. All of the 39 transgressions are all learned from the construction of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that one has to destruct and construct to be soser al manas livnos, but also makum, in the same exact place. So the Gemara asks, how could it be in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael used to demolish, used to destruct it, they used to take down the Mishkan, and they used to construct it in other areas. And the Gemara says something remarkable. The Gemara says, since the Pasuk tells us, with the travels through the Midbar and the construction of the Mishkan, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, wherever they would go, it would be Al-Pi Hashem. So therefore, that fulfills Rabbi Yossi's requirement in the Midbar, because it's Kimkomo Dami, it's as if it's in the same exact location. What does that mean? Just because it's according to what Hashem says, therefore it's considered like it's in the same location? But it's not in the same location. And Rabbi Yossi says on Shabbos, you need that the construction and the destruction should be in the same exact locale, in the same exact place. Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitt said something beautiful. He said, imagine a woman, a mother, that's holding a baby. And she has to go to the store and to the mall. And then she has to go to the doctor's office. And then she has to go into the bank. And then she can go home a little bit and feed the child. And then she has to run here and to run to parent-teacher conferences and to help this. And all, the whole time the infant is in the arms of the mother. That child does not feel like they're in any different location. They know one location. And that's that I'm in the Yad Hashem. And that's that I'm being coddled. I'm sorry, that's in the hand of the mother. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the same thing existed in the Midbar. The Midbar was an existence that the place didn't really matter. It's about Midbar. It's all the same. It wasn't about the location. It wasn't about a designated spot. It wasn't about this place or that place. It was about one common denominator. We were that baby, that child that was coddled by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'chvodu ba'atzmo. We had that cloud that was enveloped around us, and it was Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu and Al-Pi Hashem Yiso. So when you have an existence of Mishkan, when you have an existence of Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yiso, when you have a lifestyle that's all about, I just am connected to God no matter where, no matter when, then Rabbi Yossi says that's all a fulfillment of destroying and constructing in the same exact spot. It's not about the place. It's not about here or there. It's about everywhere. And it's all the same. And I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that tells me often to do this, sometimes tells me not to do it. Sometimes tells me to change it up a little bit. But it's still that same service, that same connection, that same fulfillment, that Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yiso. Yes, we read Parshas Bamidbar, a Sefer and a Sedra that's now introduced to us, that's so focused on a Mishkan that did not create Kedusha in a specific area like the Mikdash did. But that's an incredible lesson to us. Exactly like the Maharal Diskin said, we could be on the run. We could be on the go. We can be in place to place. We can be constructing and destructing in different areas. And yet, it's all Kimikom Odomi. Our connection, our devotion, our dedication, our relationship is not altered, is not affected, and is consistent and is strong. Bamidbar, Mishkan, and not Mikdash, is the introduction to Kabbalah Satorah, is the encampment that we want to focus on, that we can build a life of Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yiso. Sometimes like this, like Reb Zusha said, and sometimes like that. Sometimes it appears in this way, and sometimes it appears in that way. Sometimes we go to shul, and we have these programs, and we have this unbelievable Kabbalah Satorah, like the shul prepares for us, and we daven b'tzibur, and everything is unbelievable with cheesecake and coffee, and everything's set up for you. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's change it up a little bit. Let's bring it into your families. Let's bring it into your household. Let's make you the programmer. Let's make you the entertainer. Let's make you introduce this energy and this vibrance and this connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to Kabbalah Satorah, for each and every one as households individually. Let's not make Kabbalah Satorah specifically about one spot. But Kabbalah Satorah is something that's everywhere, and that's Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. And Al Pi Hashem Yiso. It's specifically the Mishkan. It's specifically this encampment. It's specifically this lesson that is crucial for us in this year, Tavshin Pei, 2020, of Shavuos, that Emir Tzah Hashem will enable us and open us the opportunity to make the most incredible Shavuos of our lives. Our children are very well aware that this is not the classic Shavuos or situation that we approach Shavuos with. Yet they will remember for generations that my parents lived an existence of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu and Al Pi Hashem Yiso, no matter where, no matter how. That connection was Al Pi Hashem, was that child in the mother's arm, and it was all kimikomo damyam.